What do you do when you've been with someone for a decade, you have built a life with them, you have children with them, but you no longer find yourself feeling that you're in love with them anymore? Do you stay? Do you go? What do you consider? Thank you for pressing play on today's podcast episode. I'm diving into my DMs and I'm going to read a direct message out to you word for word, and then I'm going to unpack it with you in the way that I would if one of my best girlfriends sent me this message. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
While I'm reading only one direct message out in today's episode, I will share with you that this DM was sent in off the back of another direct message that I have shared over on my Instagram account. You can jump over and have a read of it. And it's not the only message that I received privately in response to that DM. I will say, hand on my heart, at least 10 or 12 women overnight have reached out and said, I could have written that message word for word pretty much. I'm in the exact same situation. And that was to that original DM that I have posted. But this is a message I've just handpicked, I guess, to unpack with you in today's podcast episode. Before I read you the message, it's really important that I stress I am not a qualified professional at all in the medical or psychology field. This is simply me sitting down and unpacking this in the way that I would if it was a girlfriend presenting this to me. So please don't take any of my chat here today as a replacement for professional guidance. I'm the biggest fan of therapy. You should always go and speak with a professional who can understand the nuances of your situation. We will have some resources in our show notes as well. So the direct message reads, I've been with my partner for 10 years. We have 2 young children together, and I think I've fallen out of love with him. He doesn't help with the house or kids. I financially support myself and the children. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells and can't be myself in my own house in fear of judgment from him. I don't know who I am anymore, and I'm petrified to leave. He isn't violent or anything. I'm just scared. So I'm really relieved that that last line about the fact that he's not violent was included, because when we are reading the words, and again, I don't have any more context than you, the listener, does right now, when you read words like scared, it's always, you know, you have to double check the meaning there, because yes, it is scary to leave a relationship in terms of the stigma and the financial and the way it's going to impact your children, all of those repercussions. And for some people, using the word scared is truly scared for their safety and their well-being, not just for themselves, often for their children as well. If you're in a situation where someone is physically violent, and of course emotional violence and coercive control, as we know, can sometimes be the precursor to physical violence, and sometimes it's worse. Or if there's no comparison, but I don't mean to lessen non-physical or coercive control, but if you are in a situation where you're experiencing domestic violence, please make sure you have some support available. Again, we do have resources in the show notes. But in this situation in particular, this person has been with her partner for a decade, 2 young kids together, and she's feeling like she's fallen out of love. If a girlfriend of mine brought this to me, I would just give her the biggest hug and I would say, well, of course, Like, of course you're not feeling those big feelings of romantic love right now. You're well out of the stage of limerence. Limerence is the stage that we go through in the early days, months, early years of a relationship as well. That honeymoon period where everything feels fresh and exciting and you are really, really overwhelmed with all of those sensations of love and desire and hopefulness. After being together for a decade, you're no longer in the limerence stage. You are in the stage, probably right now with two young children, where you're very much in an operational role a lot of the time. And from the little information I have in front of me, the fact that he's not helping you with the children or the house, you're going to feel so much more resentment towards your partner because of that. You're likely going to be feeling really angry, really used, really not seen and not cared for. So it's no wonder you're not feeling big waves of love right now towards your partner. Having kids certainly puts stress on any relationship. Like, there's no way that it doesn't. You just can't predict how much things can change when you throw small humans into the mix, you know, particularly if you have challenging times like sleep deprivation. I don't think anyone who has a child, you know, just has this complete walk in the park experience where you don't feel stressed at times or overwhelmed or out of sorts. I also think that the transformation a woman goes through, or the transformation that the primary carer, but especially the transformation of a woman from woman to mother, that matrescence period changes you so much. Matrescence is the process of going from you as an individual to you as a mother, and it is just as big a transformation as going through adolescence. You know, and think about that. Think about a 12-year-old going through the process of becoming a teenager, how wildly different they become. That's what we go through as well in different ways. Our hormones are changing, our whole world perspective is changing, our mental load, emotional load, physical load. All of a sudden we become a completely different person in so many ways, even though those past versions of us still exist, sometimes they are harder to access. And it's no wonder that resentment grows when you feel like, not even feel like, when you are doing the lion's share of absolutely everything. And then to add insult to injury, to feel as though you're walking on eggshells in your own house and you can't be yourself for fear of judgment, that's awful. That is such an unfair way to live. And I don't say this lightly because I truly would not wish a divorce on anyone. Wait, that's not actually true. There are certainly some people or some situations where that's exactly what you would wish for them because it's in their best interest, in everyone's best interest. What I mean to be really clear is the pain that I experienced, the like roller coaster of emotions, the struggles, the fear, the doubt, the self-hatred, everything that I connect to my divorce is not something I would wish on anyone. And at the same time, on the other hand, the version of me that I am today, I do wish, not that I want you to be like me, but I wish that people could feel that at peace within themselves. And that's not to say that life is perfect, because believe you me, it is not. You know, it is not like, oh, now that I'm not in that relationship or now that I'm through the divorce, life is perfect. Life takes work. There are challenges. There are struggles at times. But I will say that going through all of that awfulness has truly been worth it for me. And this is where I find it hard sometimes to answer that question of, do I stay, do I go? And it's certainly not a question that a stranger or that anyone really can answer for you. I will share with you that I think it's a bit of a myth that everyone knows 100% what to do. There are going to be some people who are like, yes, I need out of this relationship. And then there are going to be people who are like, I think I need out of this relationship, but you're still going to have a little bit of doubt. But what I would say in this instance to this woman is that If you feel like you can't be yourself and that you are walking on eggshells, that's a huge thing. Do you need to leave your relationship to feel more at peace and to get to know yourself and know who you are? No, not always. But sometimes, yes. I understand what you're saying about the fear of leaving. And, the fear of leaving can be a variety of things for all different people. For some people, the fear of leaving is that stigma, that internalized stigma sometimes that we are holding about becoming a single mom, or the actual stigma of society and pressure of what it means to be a single mom as well, and to feel, perhaps discarded, not valuable, like a failure. All of that stuff keeps so many women in particular in really unhappy and really unhealthy relationships. And so many people stay in relationships, in marriages, for the kids.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
And I get it. Trust me, because you feel so torn up sometimes at the thought of having your kids go through that experience of having a quote unquote broken home and having to bounce between two houses and face childhood adversity, because they do. They face adversity when their families separate. I think there would be very few families out there who can go, oh, you know what? It was a walk in the park and our kids, they weren't impacted at all. They will be impacted. And at the same time, they're being impacted right now. Because a mum who feels like she has to walk on eggshells in her own home, that tension, that anxiety, there is no way your kids are not picking up on that. Kids are so smart. They intuitively know, so many times they intuitively know, and they will start to mirror what is going on in the household. I have to say, I wonder a lot about reframing this whole narrative about staying in a relationship for the children and flipping it on its head and thinking about it as I had to leave for the children. I had to leave so that the children could see their mum happy and thriving and doing so well and having a home where there wasn't always this underlying sense of tension or fear. No one wants to live like that. That creates so much anxiety. I also really want to make it very clear that if you are a mum who is feeling like you've lost touch with yourself, that does not have to be a reflection of the relationship that you're in. And sometimes it is just a reflection of the season of life that you're in, because being a mum is no walk in the park. It's one of the greatest and most exhausting honors ever. And it is something that will challenge your sense of self. It giveth and it taketh. It really does both things often at once, or within, a minute of each other. You get the best, most fulfilling, incredible moment followed by a big come down where you're like, ugh, and at the same time, I don't know who I am. That experience is not unique to someone who is in an unhappy relationship. And I want to touch on that, because if you're in a dynamic where you're feeling not so loved up with your partner, zoom out and have a look at what's going on around you. Does it make sense that you're feeling that way? Because you haven't had time to connect. You haven't had time to, look at them and admire them, and they haven't had time to do the same for you. And maybe it is just a case of going, okay, this is a season of our life where we need a little bit of help. We need to get our butts into a counselor's room, a therapist's room, and we need to put in the work right now to resuscitate this relationship and keep pushing. Not keep pushing, that sounds awful, but you know what I mean? Sometimes that sense of losing yourself or fear of judgment is something that you can work through, because maybe it's something that you're going through personally. The fact that you feel like you are doing all of the domestic load and you're also financially responsible for yourself and your kids, you're doing an incredible job. You are truly doing an incredible job, And at the same time, if you want to stay in this relationship, if your partner wants to be in this relationship, they need to step up and do their fair share. And it is not helping you. Like, I hate that. I hate as women, we use this language where it's like, could you help me by did it? No, that's not what we need. What we deserve is equal contribution. Be a fucking grown up. Be responsible for these children. Be responsible for this household. Be responsible for your relationship. You know, that's kind of how I feel. Like, I want to reach through the phone and grab this person's partner, not this person, but this person's partner, and be like, fucking step up. Do not let this woman do the lion's share of everything. Be an adult, be responsible, and then see what happens. But for you, dear listener, who has submitted this DM and has allowed me to talk about it, I just want to say to you that you don't need to stay in an unhappy relationship because you have children and because you have history with someone. 10 years with someone and ending that relationship doesn't mean that that relationship was a failure. You've got your beautiful children. I'm sure that there have been really nice times over that decade. Otherwise, I think you would have left before now. Walking away from a relationship that you know you need to leave is never going to be easy, but perhaps it will be easier to do it now rather than in 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years' time. Because if you don't, you don't know what that other version of you is. But before doing that, before pulling the trigger and exiting your relationship, I so encourage you to get into a therapist's office and just have some help, have some guidance, talk to your partner. Are they receptive? If they're not receptive, if they're not willing to grow, if they're not willing to validate and hear you and go on this journey with you, then I think you know what's best. And if things don't ever change, if they don't improve with your partner, can you look down the barrel of a life existing in the way that you are now currently? Is that going to be enough for you? And truly, I wish I could just wave a wand and create this incredible map that you can follow and, you know, move through the steps and the motions and feel really safe and confident whatever direction you take. I can't give you that. What I can give you is some reassurance in the fact that as long as you're not in physical or emotional danger right now, and I know that you've said you feel like you're walking on eggshells and all of those things, and that's an awful way to live, but if you are safe enough to give it some time and space and you have that desire to do it, absolutely talk with your partner and communicate. Best case scenario, your partner is receptive, validates your experiences, and you both decide that you want to at least try. I think that is something that a lot of us feel like we need before we exit a relationship, particularly when children are involved. I know that so many people I've spoken to, you know, on the record for the podcast, but certainly in real life, that's something that we hold dear to us is like, you know what? I know I tried everything. And you may need to do some more things so that you can give yourself that reassurance that you tried everything. You know, you reached out, you asked him to come with you to counselors, you really tried to exhaust all of those opportunities for growth as a couple. And then you both decide, or you decide, no, we can't go any further than here. There is a really great book. It's a really well-known book called The Course of Love by Elaine de Botton, which I think is a must-read for anyone who wants to be in a long-term relationship because it talks about that journey from limerence through all of the different stages and phases that a love that's going to endure will go through, you know, the peaks and troughs and hard times and those sorts of things. So that's one, you know, one approach that you might like to take. If you are exiting a relationship or considering exiting a relationship, my advice to you, woman to woman, is get your ducks in a row if you can. Rally some support. Educate yourself. If the fear of leaving is about the stigma of what it means to be a single mum, maybe educate yourself on some feminist topics. Read some books that are empowering. Speak to other women. Change the way you view single mums. If it's a financial thing, and I know in this situation you're telling me that you are financially responsible for yourself and your children, So I believe you are financially literate. So this might not be a concern for you, but for anyone listening that's feeling fear about finances, start to educate yourself or at least have conversations with people who can help you to make decisions that are in your best interest. Sometimes the fear is just about fear of like, I literally don't know what the next step would be. So chatting with a counselor or your support people about what the actual plan is can take away some of that ambiguity. You know, maybe the plan is you're going to move out with the children for a couple of months to begin with, or you're going to ask him to move out. Like actually having a bit of a plan so that you do have that bit of a roadmap. As I said, it's not prescriptive advice. It's just me chatting through it in the way that I would if a friend brought this DM to me. If it's been helpful for you, let me know. And if you have a direct message that you would love me to chat through on the podcast anonymously, or I'm more than happy to address you by name if you're comfortable with that. But of course, I'll always keep things anonymous if you wish. Slide into my DMs and just put in capitals up the top, DMs, like big DMs, so that I don't miss it. And perhaps it's something I can do for you over here on the podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.